Welcome, listeners, to Salenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, I'm going to be discussing about my very own friend, my guy, my nigga, my paddy. Now, the interesting thing about my friend, his names are Chide Bere. He calls himself Sajem. I call him the Spirit Man. He says he is Lucifer. You guys can see that he has names. But amongst all these names, he says he wants to be called, prefers to be called the Spirit Man. The spirit in a man. Now, I've put it out there that we're all unique. Apart from having put it out there, this is a memoir. It's from my memory. But I've had to really, go back to listen and to write some things down. Because I spoke to him some earlier on this year. I asked him that I wanted to do a memoirs about him. And he said, no problem, he would really love that. And the truth be told, yesterday I was trying to get the episode out of me, but it wouldn't budge. Two times I had to delete it. I didn't like what came out. Then after that, the Spirit Man calls me. And I was like, wow, I must do it. But this is not going to be me just talking about someone nobody knows. Why I say that is because we have had parliaments together. He is on Salenzo's parliament. Just Google it. I will call out the episodes he's been on Salenzo's parliament, so that you can hear him with your own ears speak. Because if you listen to this memoir, you might not want to believe what you hear as a truth. That is why I'm referring everybody to the parliament. Now, the parliament that we have done together, the first one I ever did with him, that I published, Interview with the Spirit Man, is episode 12. Then episode 15, The Seventh King. Episode 22, Lucifer, the Morning Star. Episode 23, Stop the Killings in Nigeria, Please. Episode 31, Good Citizens, Better Country. Episode 33, The Truth. Then the last episode that we did together before he left for the East, Sajem, aka the Spirit Man. But the last published episode with him. Now, why I say this is because he had left before I published this, and we had recorded it before I published the Sajem, aka Spirit Man, and that is, updating is the very essence of life. Now, why am I mentioning these parliaments, these episodes on the parliament? It's because of all the beings I have come across, and believe you me, maybe not outside the country, but inside this God's own country, Nigeria, I have been to all the states. I have really, really enjoyed myself. I've enjoyed myself. And that's why I know for sure that there's no suffering in Nigeria. It's your survival. Anywhere you are, Omo, get your groove on. There's nowhere there's no groove in Nigeria. Believe you me, man. I've been in villages. I've been in towns. Omo, we are survivors, man. We will always run our shit. And it was still, me just still being in the hood that I met this very unique human being. Now, one of the most unique things about the Spirit Man is not him calling himself Lucifer. It's actually his interactions with everybody. The way he talks, what he says. Now, first things first, because I actually went to two episodes and I took, excerpts from them. Not in any particular order. When I was listening again, I was now listening and I was writing down what he was saying. Just to encourage you to go and listen for yourself. And please, whenever you get to these episodes, please listen more than one. His understanding is deep. That's all I can say. But he's the only human being that I know that whenever Miss Alenzo talks, say I get problem, the spirit man will tell me I do not have a problem. What used to annoy me was he will not start getting annoyed on the fact about the fact that I say I have a problem, telling me that God is beyond my understanding. Now, that always calms me down because it is a truth of my life. God is above any understanding I will ever have. I don't know about you, but I know that to be true for me. So it always calms me down. See, these are some of his own words. Please follow. Our true nature is not flesh. Our true nature is spirit. It's the true image of God in us. Life is dual. Everything has its opposite. The spirit knows the story of the flesh more than the flesh. Without love, hate does not exist. Don't let your darkness quench your light. All this was said in episode 12. Interview with the spirit man. Interview with the spirit man. According to what he said in episode 35, Sajem, aka spirit man, perfection is in understanding. He, the spirit man, comes in peace. From the beginning, God put restoration in all things. God made everything eternal. There is always grace. You can only please God in spirit and not in flesh. Now, it's an encounter you will have with him when you listen to the episodes. It is not a fight. It is not a dispute. It is not that you must believe. It is not that you must accept. It is just for you to reason. That's all. Reason along the lines of his discussion. Listen to what he's saying and let your spirit, you know, be one with it the best you can. Try and listen just listen anytime, but try and listen at different times to the same episode again. Listen. Because after I called yesterday, my commitment to doing this particular episode became reinforced. But what I was having a problem with, why I couldn't get out yesterday, was because I still know him, and he was actually in Lagos. And yesterday he said he's going to come back to Lagos. He's actually from Aba. He's back home. You understand? So, nah, Igbo boy, Chidebere. If you listen to the episode Lucifer, you will hear him confirm it himself. Now, it's the fact that he says he's going to come back to Lagos. He was the one that told me that you have to be mad to run it. You see, I have an episode, The Gods Are Crazy. Buhari has run mad. It was from Spirit's Man that I understood the reality of madness. Now, yes, there's a reality to madness. I had actually told a friend, John, before, he was looking at me as mad, and I can understand the madness he sees me as. A lot of people actually called me mad myself. But I found out that whenever you do something beyond the understanding of, you know, humans. Now, do not look at it from an alien perspective. It is just like your next person. Once you do something, either because you're extremely nice to someone, or you are not annoyed, or you do some things in a particular confident way that they cannot reason, they see you as mad. But there is no madness to it. It's just a reality. What I mean by that is the fact that, first, the spirit speaks. There's this episode also on Lenzo's Parliament, Ajo Snake. If you listen, even the spirit man spoke there. A real human being that was under spiritual influence. But here's the ish. For signboard, they told him, that your spirit might be mad, but your humanity will be sane. I was there, and his humanity was sane by force. But listen to that and enjoy the parliament. Now, there's always a clear distinction between Salenzo's parliament and San Lenzo's memoirs. On San Lenzo's parliament, I am always in discussion with someone or some people. But my memoirs are mine. That's why you hear only my voice. But I'm only directing everybody right now to Sir Lenzo's Parliament, because the discussion about the spirit man, from the spirit man's mouth itself, are episodes on Sir Lenzo's Parliament. He says a lot of things. You see, again, this is my guy. El Nino, one day, ask him. Say, how can you say you are Lucifer, the devil? The answer the spirit man gave was, can somebody be the devil to you? El Nino said, yes, but I told him then there is no but. Now, here's why. You see, a human being can save you, can change your life. And a human being can kill you and destroy your life. The duality of life. The duality of life he talks about. Life is dual. He says, for what is seen to be there, what is not seen is equally there. Oh God. Now, but you see, the understandings of what he says, believe you me, I am not the one that has it. He understands what he says. And he's a living being. This is not a story in our past. It is our very present. If you listen to episode 35, at the tail end, he said it. He said the past was once a now. The future will be a now too. The past was once a now. The future will also be a now. And that the now we are is just the present. Listen, this is not on religious matters. This is just on spiritual matters. It is not that you're a Muslim, you're a pagan, you're a Christian. It is about our humanity as human beings. We need to first of all become aware of who we are spiritually. You see, that is the ish. Your body, your humanity, your flesh is the exoskeleton to your spirit. You are his thought before action. Thought before action. You reason it. Your spirit digests it before you act. Now, it's now not the same speed for all of us, because some people, they say they speak before they think. People only say that. They don't know since when he was thinking it before he said it. Because I know why. Because they actually accuse me. And I look at it that, do you know that I've been looking at you for 1 month before I said this? The fact that it is heavy for you does not mean it's an immediate thought. The fact that you are just understanding it doesn't mean I have not understood it since. But here's the thing though. Please always remember, it is not that me, myself, Sir Lenzo, am better than you or anybody else. It is not as if the spirit man, in whatever name that gives you comfort to call him, but he prefers being called the spirit man, is better than any other person. Every one of us is important. Understand your role. Perfection is in understanding, he says, but I'll go a step further. Perfection of our lives is in its imperfection, because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. And like my guy Kiss Daniel said, tomorrow is not promised, but keep waiting you need. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I pray you enjoy it. And I pray you go on to listen to those parliaments though. Just Google it. Sir Lenzo's Parliament. But this is Sir Lenzo's Memoirs. Thank you.